MGTOW Man, welcome back. So the world is gynocentric, and if the world is gynocentric and you're trying to leave what the world has to offer, it means that you're leaving what the world is revolving around. To many, that's really depressing, and it's not processed. And then that gets shamed. That's where the shaming comes in, especially in Western culture. Depression is something that we often associate with self-denial. It's not you're not loving yourself enough. If we don't have pleasures, then we don't have life, is the assumption. The assumption after that is those that deny themselves certain things must be depressed, must be masochistic, must be deprived, must be depraved. Like it's been said, he is accused of being a demon and he must be a glutton. So MGTOW men are viewed as depressed or depressing. Both have been thrown my way. They are viewed as depressing for a couple of reasons, potentially, and the two that I found to be the most commonly used ones are, I don't get it, you're saying stay depressed? What is the point of life without friends and family? We all need help from time to time. Who will help you if you're all alone? Seems like the red pill idea is losing steam. Men are too addicted to women and sex. There's that one, and another very closely related to that, which I've also received recently as well. So many men get depressed because we never make a female happy, and we know it could end at any second. So this is gynocentrism. This is where these comments originate from. So if you want to take a look at what gynocentrism has created, this is what it has created. It has created the idea that the globe spins around the male's pursuit, the female. And when that ends up being the pursuit, what you end up also pursuing is materialism by default and domestication in many senses. Those up and they end up being two products. You get the pursuit of wealth and you get the pursuit of the flesh. You get the pursuit of the world and you get the pursuit of the things in the world. Your world becomes duller. The pleasures become more fleeting. You look for them more often. You are less grounded, less motivated, and less inspired. And ultimately, you are less spiritual and you are less fulfilled. So it was never meant to be about pursuing them in the first place. I'm not a PUA supporter or a dating coach, but what will be said by them is that to get a woman, you never pursue them. So if you're aiming to pursue one, you get neither. You get neither of the two rabbits you were chasing. And if you're aiming to pursue the world, you get neither. The idea is that you get both, but in actuality, it's only for a while because it's a ticking time bomb there. So if you think about it, Instagram, Tinder, online dating websites, industries built on all of this, strip clubs, bars even, this is a product of gynocentrism, as are the comments about MGTOW being depressing because it's refusing to buy into diamonds that are glittering around us. Metaphorical, and you know what I'm referring to. So MGTOW is about men saying no to diamonds around us that we are thought that would benefit us, that we've carved out of the soil, we've carved out of the ground, and we found them. But they're not doing benefit to us. And I received three comments within the last 24 hours, kind of responding to the two that I read at the beginning. And I want to read them now. And it takes a good perspective in towards what I've felt inside as I view MGTOW. It says, I don't believe that there is only one person who can make you happy. I think that there are many people who are compatible with you. There is only one person who can make you happy, you. She still thinks other people are responsible for her happiness. I have to wonder how this has affected her significant other in ways she either not aware or failed to accurately recount. Here's the second one. Sunrise City. The vast majority of men have short attention span theater. They need blue pill structure to survive. Without it, they have no idea what to do, and they do not like the answer and self-responsibility that comes with the red pill. This is a problem well beyond having been lied to or male disposability. They were lost regardless of the world as it is. MGTOW men are few and far between, each of us on a unique journey to self-awareness, but indeed on a journey they have chosen to embark upon. And the other one. What defines me as MGTOW is the essence of my personal own spiritual faithfulness that I dearly hold value to. I build over the years being single, lone wolf persona deep in the core of my being as an individual self. I'm humbly proud with the absence of boasting, form a solid foundation, my philosophical perspective view how I choose to live my lifestyle. I no longer seek nor accept what society dictates how I should live. We all have abundance of choices. And another one I wanted to end with here, actually, that it maybe is the most important to finish off and anchor this. It's one of my best discoveries. The root of all emotional pain is the difference between beliefs and reality. I don't know why, but the world of women is presented as sugar and spice and everything nice, and males believe it. They want it to be true. They will work their lives away or even throw their lives away trying to make it true. And when a man finally gets slapped with enough education, the difference between his beliefs and reality causes emotional pain. He stays in pain until he goes through the steps of grieving the loss of his belief system and the anger about how much time, money, and energy he wasted trying to make fairy tales come true. That is the red pill rage. So that is really an important thing to internalize right here, and it sums all of this up. In life, we are replacing trying to cross this river between belief and reality. The more that you aim to get something that's not actually real, but you believe it to be real, the more pain that you end up creating in your life because you will never attain it. Some people might enjoy the journey, and for many pursuits, that's an okay thing. There aren't these repercussions that can destroy life. But when you take into consideration the things that a lot of men are pursuing, it is destroying lives today. It is destroying their lives. It is the distorted view of how to pursue a life and how to make their life worth living. And they end up not crossing any river, and the river that we have to cross is our own river. And that connects to the other comment. The only person that can make you happy is you. And that's why part of MGTOW is letting go of all that you can't control and crossing that river, a different one, not the river of belief and reality where there's no bridge. So what does a MGTOW man value now? He creates a new value system. You get into a state every day where you're able to evaluate what your value system is. I don't care how you do that. It could be while you're busy, while you're not busy, while you're resting. Anytime, recreate what your value system is and reflect on it. If you see someone living their life as they live and you think that they have figured it out, question it, because what we are doing each day is looking on what is on the other side of the river and we're crossing it. And a lot of times there is no direction for men and they're crossing a river that they got poor direction with in crossing. They got the wrong direction. We didn't question the direction. We can cross it now because that river is life risk. Risk in taking it allows our brain to get into a flow state of creativity. It's proven scientifically. Writers talk about this. Life-dropping gynocentrism allows us to cross that river of risk every day if you drop it. Yet another benefit of MGTOW. And if you get swept away by that river while you're going your own way, that's okay. You live with that decision, alone as we are born. And that's not a loss because that's what we've always had, ourselves. So sunrisecity@gmail.com is where I'm at. Hoodies up, man. Hoodies out.